Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Currently 32 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time now is 8:50, and it's time for the pre-opening market report on WILL with our agricultural programming director, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report. This for the week ending November 29th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 13.0. Corn this year, 2.0. Next year, minus 0.2. Soybeans this year, 42.0. A United Nations agency says prices of basic foods fell by 1.5% last month, with the international prices of all commodities except dairy products dropping. The Rome-based Food and Agriculture Organization today says that the decline puts the value of its November index nearly 3 percentage points below a year ago. It says that sugar prices underwent the sharpest drop, followed by oils and cereals. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,025. It's down almost 10 points. The NASDAQ, 2,971, down about 2. And the S&P 500, 1,407, is down 2 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Rain and snow are likely to occur across portions of the Midwest as we go through the weekend and into early next week. A couple of storm systems will be responsible for the precipitation, but we're not expecting it to be very heavy, except perhaps along the Ohio River Valley and southward into parts of the Tennessee River Basin and a portion of the U.S. Delta. All three of these areas will likely see rain totals during the latter part of the weekend and early next week, running anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, and some local totals getting upwards to an inch and a half. The precipitation will be sufficient to help to increase some runoff and raise the river level on the Ohio. But don't look for that river level to make a huge difference downstream. The biggest area of concern is not on the Ohio River, by the way. It is on the Middle Mississippi River Basin and portions of the lower Missouri River Valley, where the river levels are very low and navigation is being restricted. We don't expect to see much precipitation in these areas, although they will get some. The problem is that we need to see it occur as rain, and it needs to fall heavily. We don't see either occurring. There will be some light snow and a little bit of rainfall in the western Corn Belt and part of the plains, but none of the precipitation will be heavy enough to lift that river and stream level to a point where we can see a better navigation. And this will be an ongoing theme, I think, for a big part of the winter season. U.S. hard red winter wheat country will likely see a little bit of precipitation both today and again late Saturday into Sunday. In both cases, the precipitation will occur as snow and a little bit of rain, and it will be focused on Nebraska, with a few areas in northern Kansas and northeastern Colorado being impacted as well on an infrequent basis. The precipitation, though, that is expected in the hard red wheat areas will certainly fall short of what is necessary to restore moisture to normal values, and that's going to be multiple inches, and it will have to be spread out over many storm systems in order to avoid a flood situation. While the forecast with this drought is not going to be changing in that favor, we're going to most likely see ongoing drier biased conditions prevailing through a big part of the winter season. Well, the forecast in the heart of the Midwest is not only offering a couple of weather disturbances over these next couple of days, but we'll also see precipitation occur in the form of snow across the northern parts of the region. Yesterday, it looked like the heaviest snows would occur across Iowa. It now looks as though the heavier snows may be more southeastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and a part of northern Iowa. And if that's the case, we probably won't anticipate any real substantial runoff until that snow melts somewhere down the road. We do anticipate anywhere from 2 to maybe 5 inches of snow to accumulate across a part of the region, and we'll continue to look for that to occur most significantly at the end of the weekend and on into early next week. A disturbance moving through the Midwest today will produce lighter amounts of precipitation, and it will be focused mostly on areas from Iowa and parts of Missouri over into the Ohio River Valley. But the rain totals with this event will likely run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, not as big a storm system as that which is supposed to occur at the end of the weekend and into early next week. Our temperatures across the Midwest will likely be trending cooler as time moves along. Bitter cold conditions will occur in the northern plain in the northwestern Corn Belt as we get into the latter part of the weekend and early part of next week. Until then, temperatures won't be too bad, but they'll be cooler than they have been. We expect to see high temperatures across the Midwest today in the 40s and 50s. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s and 40s north and 40s and 50s south, and we'll see the same thing again on Saturday. Some temperatures will drop below 0 Fahrenheit in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt when we get to the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. In the electronic trade, December wheat, not trading on the big board, but the March is 906¾, down 1 in Kansas City. December wheat in Chicago is 843¼, up 1. December corn, 749¾, down 3½. July, 749, down 3¾. December, 643, down 2½. January soybeans, 1487, up 7¾, now 7½. July is 1446½, up 7. November of 1330 is down 2. December soybean meal, 457.40, up 4.20. December soybean oil, 50.63, down 3 cents. December live cattle, 125.65, down 50. January feeder cattle, 146.60, up 20. December lean hogs, 84.52½, down 47½. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Dave.
Week ago when we talked, soybeans, January 14.46, are up 45 cents. Since we last talked, and you got the 50-day moving average, 10 cents above the market, pretty decent export sales today. Do we have enough upside momentum to make a push to maybe, I don't know, 15 or thereabouts in the near future?
Well, I've been watching this pretty carefully because, yes, we've been up, and the Pacific Northwest basis is improving, and China took about half of those export bookings. I think the key is going to be whether we can get bean oil to remain on the plus side. And today, it appears that we're unwinding some of the long bean oil meal spreads that were put on over the last couple weeks. The meal's up a couple of bucks, but the bean oil's just lower. My guess is that we're going to take a run at that $15 to $15.08 area on the January beans, get through that. $15.30 looks like the next stopping point.
Corn market going nowhere fast, and export sales, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but 1.8.
Yeah, it pretty puny. I mean, we go back to that week we had in the early part of October when we had export bookings below a million bushel, and we're only at 2 today, so... I also noticed that the big buyer was just the switch from unknown destinations to China. China actually canceled a cargo of corn. Got a range-bound deal, just no go, just puny volatility. Just doesn't encourage any speculative business when you've got 8 or 10 cent trading ranges. And we've got slower gasoline demand. That means less ethanol's use. So it's just kind of stuck between on the March, Dave, stuck between 736 and 777. And really looks like today we're going to try 750, that little shelf of support we had earlier in the week.
The wheat market exports at the low end of the trading guesses.
On the low end of trade guesses, but really only about 2% under the four-week average. I think the big question mark is how much rain this weekend will fall in the hard red winter wheat areas. They certainly need a considerable amount of rain and or snow, and it looks like light, very light amounts.
And very quickly, look at the livestock market.
Livestock market, I think, is going to be a mixed deal here. The cattle look a little bit better today. Packers will pick up their wallets and go, I think, on the hog side. We are just kind of stuck there. We made new highs in the spot month, but nothing else really going on in the hogs.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Have a grand day today. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. December corn, 749 and a quarter down four. July, 749 down 3 3/4. January beans, 1486 up 6 3/4. November of 1329 and 3/4 down 2 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.